And then there are biological, physical difficulties. Human bodies have not evolved for life in space, and especially in a zero-gravity environment. It is not just the loss of bone or muscle when we don't need to compensate for gravity for an extended period of time. There are other aspects that affect metabolism and the way our bodies heal. For example, it would be more difficult to treat a fracture without gravity. And this is also something astronauts would need to pay attention to. They could not really afford to hurt themselves. But the biggest medical issue in space is certainly radiation. On Earth, we are shielded from radiation by our magnetic field and the atmosphere. The radiations we talk about here are streams of tiny particles, bits of atoms, or of energy that exist in space or come from the sun. The sun ejects them constantly in every direction, and they travel through the solar system. This is a big problem for extended stays in space, because it is hard to fully shield against them, including inside spaceships or stations. One day spent in the International Space Station, for example, is equivalent to roughly 10 sessions of chest x-rays. If it is for a day or two, there are no measurable consequences. But when it is for months or years, the damage to the DNA, to eyes, to the immune system can become concerning. It is more than enough to significantly rise risks of cancer, and the ISS is far from being the worst place in space. It is on a low orbit and still within the Earth magnetic field, so traveling further in space will imply higher doses of radiation. An even more insidious effect of radiation exposure is that it may affect cognitive function over time, making astronauts maybe less able to respond to unforeseen circumstances or stressful situations.